China's success in the manned Shenzhou 12 mission has been hailed around the world. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson congratulated China and says he looks forward to the scientific discoveries to come. The European Space Agency also tweeted its congratulations on the launch of the three astronauts. Meanwhile, in an interview with Al Jazeera, space expert Jonty Horner from Australia's University of Southern Queensland says the advances are incredible. The astronauts of China's Shenzhou 12 mission have delivered messages back to the Earth from the core module of the country's new space station.
The crew has entered our home in space, the Tianhe core module. Our gratitude goes to the people across the country for your support, and also to technicians who have made hard efforts for this mission. We salute you all.
Nia Haisheng, Liu Boming, and Teng Hongbo will live in the core module for 3 months and conduct scientific research. All 7 people trapped at a coal mine in Shanxi province have been rescued. The mine in Linxian County experienced a roof collapse 2 days earlier. The miners have been sent to hospital for health checks. The investigation of the accident is ongoing. Canada is recommending that citizens who received a first dose of AstraZeneca vaccine get a Pfizer or Moderna jab for their second shot. This is based on growing evidence that a second dose of a Moderna vaccine produces a stronger immune response and because of the initial risk of vaccine-induced blood clots associated with AstraZeneca. Evidence emerging from studies in Germany suggests mixing one dose of AstraZeneca with a second dose of Pfizer vaccine can produce a potentially better immune response, including against variants of concern than 2 doses of AstraZeneca alone. The United States has pledged $3.2 billion U.S. dollars to advance development of antiviral pills for COVID-19. Top U.S. infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci announced the investment on Thursday as part of the government's new antiviral program for pandemics.
It's a whole-of-government effort aimed at developing the next generation of COVID-19 treatments, as well as preparing us for future threats.
The pill, which should be used to minimize symptoms after infection, are in development and could be available as early as next year. One person is being killed and 12 others wounded in a series of shootings in Phoenix, Arizona. The incidents happened at 8 locations over a period of more than 90 minutes. A suspect has been arrested. The U.S. House of Representatives has voted to repeal the 2002 authorization for the Iraq War. 49 Republicans joined Democrats in the Democratic-led House to revoke the authorization for the use of military force. The authorization had allowed military action to defend the national security of the United States against the continuing threat posed by Iraq. It was repeatedly used by U.S. presidents to justify military action against terrorist threats. The Donald Trump administration cited the 2002 authorization as a legal justification for launching drone strikes that killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani in January of 2020. Rafael Nadal has announced that he'll withdraw from this month's Wimbledon and the upcoming Tokyo Olympic Games. The 20-time Grand Slam champion says he needs rest after a long clay court season. This year, there are only 2 weeks between the French Open finishing on clay and Wimbledon starting on grass.